We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Daily here on Thursday. Shane and Bruce with you, and go to the hotline right now, and we welcome back to KFH Radio and welcome to the program Brandon Tierney from Tiki and Tierney, which you can hear right here on KFH Middays. Welcome back to KFH, BT. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Shane. Bruce, by the way, it's a little faint. Is that a little R.E.M. in the background? Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
R.E.M.?
Correct.
Nice.
That is correct. Nicely done.
Jad, our producer, courtesy of Jad Chambers right there. Yeah, a little R.E.M. for you.
Hey. Shout out to Jad. Nicely done. Sets a good tone, man. Good to be on with you guys. And great to be back with you guys, more importantly.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Hey, how do you feel about the Yankees? I couldn't tell after that a minute 35 video ran on Twitter.
Yeah, right? You know what's funny? Believe it or not, I think I'm a pretty rational Yankees fan. Like, I'm not one of these guys who, you know, every single year expects to win 100 games. I realize the division's changing. You know, Toronto's getting better. Baltimore's no longer a complete doormat. Boston's off to a good start. So I think I know my baseball, and I know my Yankees. I have had, to be fair, some irrational Jet moments over the years. I've had irrational Nick moments over the years. I very rarely have irrational Yankee moments. And, you know, I'm just tired of it. And it needed to be said. I don't understand how the Yankees could go to the well the same exact way for the last 5 or 6 years and think it's going to work. Like, here we are. I know it's early. Don't get me wrong. I know it's early, but here we are, you know, what, 11, 12, 12 games, whatever it is, into the season. And again, they don't even have a modicum of starting pitching outside of Gerrit Cole, something that's plagued them in the past. They still can't situationally hit. Their bullpen's great, but it's going to be shot. It's going to be fried by July. They don't catch the baseball at shortstop, which is paramount when you have a subpar pitching staff. You have a bunch of guys who can't run. What in the world is so hard about constructing like a championship level team with that payroll? I got to look at Cashman. I look at Cashman, the job he's done, and I'm befuddled how he can continue to make the same mistake year in, year out. You know, address the rotation with a Band-Aid, you know, and think that these guys that strike out 180 times a year are suddenly going to start putting the ball in play, you know, with a man on third base and one out in the American League Championship Series against a stud out of the bullpen. It's a joke.
Well, George Steinbrenner would have fired him and rehired him three times over by now. So we've got that legacy at least going for us. So, Brandon, what about baseball in general? Off to an early start, but we've already seen a change in the locale of the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Give me a sense for the overall pulse check of the game of baseball right now.
Well, for me, it's very favorable, despite what I just unleashed on the Yankees. Just, you know, pertaining to the broad picture, I think the game, and All-Star game aside, I mean, in terms of on the field, I think the game is in a great place. I really do. You know, it's far more athletic around the diamond as it's ever been. I'm not sure how old you guys are, but when I was growing up, you know, and starting to play baseball in the early 80s, there were so many guys that just couldn't run a lick. Like, you know, the guy who was 20 pounds overweight at first base, and the heavy-footed who couldn't catch anything, and the heavy-footed slugger at third base, you know, and the catcher who might hit 212 with six home runs, you know, and the second baseman who was hitting 229 and bumping. Like, you look around the game now, and the entire strategy behind drafting players has changed. I was explaining this to Tiki yesterday. Like, back in the day, I think you guys will appreciate this. So back in the day, you know, you would draft conventionally. All right, kids playing third base in college, you know, I'm going to draft a third baseman, right? But net or in high school, what's happening now, the last 10 years, maybe a little bit more, is that a lot of these teams, if not all of them, are now just drafting, but they are, for the most part, focusing on shortstops, right? And they'll, you know, you might draft, I don't know, any given year, say if you draft 35, 40 players, 10 or 12 pitchers, whatever it might be, the rest of the position players outside of the left-handed first baseman and outfielders and catchers, a lot of these guys are shortstops. And through the attrition of the minor leagues, who proves that they can hit, who proves that they can't, you know, eventually guys will disperse from the shortstop position, and a guy who used to play short in the minors is, or in college, is now playing third in the bigs or left field in the bigs. And over time, and you know, over time, you have far more athleticism. So the game is faster. Now, the one thing we've got to focus on, and Tiki and I were talking about this yesterday, it was a pretty good article on CBSSports.com. So thus far, there's about a 37.1% inaction rate for all plate appearances thus far in 2021.
Yep.
Walk, strikeout, or home run. That's a big number. Now, the year before, it was 36%. The year before, 35.1%. So the last 3 years, we've seen a slow incremental uptick in at almost 40% where nothing's happening. A decade ago, it was 29%. That's dangerous, because the game is too fast to be played too slow. So the problem is that they're trying to find a solution. You know, do you take away the shift? Do you do some other things, pace of play, to allow the pace of the game to match the pace of society? And you'll never replicate football or the NBA, because there's always a slowness to the game that's inherent. But I do like the investigative nature of baseball, trying to take these athletes and allow them to display their athletic prowess more than they are. And across the board, Acuna, I know Tatis is hurt. Toronto's got a bevy of young stars. There are players. Ohtani is incredible. I think the game's in a really good place. I do.
Brandon Tierney joining us. Tiki and Tierney from 2 to 4 right here, weekday afternoons on KFH. Interesting you bring up the way people draft nowadays, Brandon, because if you take away Carlos Santana, Salvador Perez, and Jorge Soler, the Royals, which we carry here on KFH, are a bunch of shortstops, basically.
Yes.
A bunch of
water
bugs that they teach how to play other positions.
That's the way to do it. And you know what? I don't know that it was that dissimilar from their championship team, because all those guys can run.
Yeah.
You know, they can all pick it, and there's a premium. And listen, certain markets have to do it certain ways. You know, it's funny, too, because I have relatives in the great state of Kansas, and you know, growing up, I'm a little bit too young, even though I historically I certainly know, but I'd be lying if I said that I was watching it with any recollection, you know, those battles in the 70s with the Yankees and the Royals.
Right.
I was just, my dad was watching, and I very well may have been on his lap, but I was just too young. But, you know, I look at those old Royals teams, and of course, you know, George Brett, that goes without saying. He's one of my all-time favorites. But, you know, Willie Wilson, Amos Otis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got UL Washington at shortstop. You got guys everywhere that are. I believe Lonnie Smith was there before he went to the Cardinals.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Guys that could run, and then they had, you know, Quisenberry, Larry Gora. I mean, that was a team that was awesome. So when the Royals, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the station with you guys, like the Royals have always been a team that I've. I don't want to say rooted for, because I'm just a Yankee fan. But, you know, when Beltran left and when Johnny Damon left, like I hate to see that. And I don't think that they're too far away from a renaissance. Maybe not a renaissance that replicates the championship from, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. But that's the next. They're off to a good start, so you set a pretty good tone. We know that. The White Sox have some injuries. The Tigers are nowhere near ready to win yet. Indians lost Lindor. They're going nowhere. And while the Twins are sub 500, and, you know, Barrios, I believe they got swept by the Red Sox yesterday. The at least the Royals now have given you, I think they're 6-4.
Yep.
Through 10 games, right, they've given the fans something to invest in. And with fans coming back to the stadium now, there's a modicum of hope that, okay, here, you know, we're not destined to a 72-win season. There's a wild card. There's an expanded playoff format the last, you know, since 97 when the wild card was implemented. It's great. It's a faster breed of athletes on the field that you just alluded to, a lot of shortstop. And that plays because Kansas City Royals fans know the game. And the history is deep and the history is rich. And they appreciate, you know, crisp, fundamentally sound, fast baseball.
Brandon Tierney joining us, Tiki and Tierney Afternoons right here on KFH. We're talking a little baseball and glad to be doing it. We bring up this interesting kind of contradiction in terms. On one hand, you have, and I agree with you, I think you're right on target, an increased athleticism in the game of baseball, which if you are a guy that follows the game between the cracks and are into the the mortar of the game, you can recognize it, appreciate it, enjoy it. There's a lot of fans that fall into the other category of what we were just discussing, the inactivity in the game. So how do you reconcile one against the other? How do you balance it out to create a more desirable entertainment value for fans in general? Because you and I and Shane are going to go watch baseball games from here to eternity because that's the kind of guys that we are. But there are plenty of other people that might not do that.
It's an awesome question, man. I'll tell you, I'll take it to the grassroots. Okay, so I played college baseball, all right? So I played 4 years Division I, not even close enough to make it to the pros, obviously. But, you know, enough to play into my early 20s and understand the game and love the game. And I never once felt, as a product of, even though I was born in the 70s, when I started playing it was the 80s, as a product of the 80s, I never once said to my friends, not once, oh, man, baseball's too slow, man. Baseball's boring. Hmm. Now, I played basketball. We played football on the street every day. We even played hockey on skates and knocked the crap out of each other and had a lot of fights. But, you know, I never felt baseball was too slow. All right, just to set the stage, what I'm doing now my son just turned 6, and I'm coaching. He's on 2 teams. He's on the T-ball team because the town requires that if you're going to play on another team. And he's playing on a travel team, sounds a lot more than it is because he's only 6, and I'm not going to make him play 70 games unnecessarily.
Good.
I mean, which, you know, parents think, oh, my son plays 80, or daughter, 80 games, they're going to get a scholarship.
You're right.
They can either play or they can't. Let them have fun. Let them play everything. But he's also playing. He's in kindergarten. He's playing with first graders. He's playing a year up, and he's playing an 11-game travel schedule. So I am the coach of that team. I am the manager of the T-ball team. And I had practice last night. And directly to your question, what I do is I don't just say, all right, one kid's getting 10 swings off the tee, and everybody else is standing around picking daisies, looking in the outfield. I have sped the game up. So, everybody develops at different timelines. So some of the kids, you know, they hit the tee more than they hit the ball.
Yeah.
When that's happening, I got a bucket of balls. I'm at home plate with the kid. I've got a bucket of balls, and I might say, hey, Gavin, and I'll just roll him a ground ball. You know, hey, Weston, boom, throw a grounder at him, right? So rather than just stand there and hope a ball gets hit to him, I am making them move and keeping the game quick to keep their interest. So that's a starting point because and hopefully the belief is, at least my philosophy, when you do that early and you introduce it to them at a speed and a rate that is more consistent with society today, when they become 10 years old and they have all these other options, they won't look at baseball as an antiquated means of spending time. They'll still feel an explosiveness or an engagement to it. And the other thing I do, we run. I actually got from Dick's Sporting Goods. I went and I got a ladder. You know, one of those metal speed ladders that you put plastic, like you put it on the turf and you kind of one leg, two legs. They do it in football. I start practice with We each start and we go off 2 feet, and we eat, and we're wearing our gloves. We jump through the six. These are 6 year olds and 5 year olds. As soon as they finish, I roll the baseball to them, and then they run back. So it's bursts of energy and it's bursts of engagement. And all this matters because in a long-winded way, and I know that that was long, hopefully it was somewhat interesting, but if you think that, you know, a kid or a young adult now at the age of 22 is going to suddenly say, wow, man, baseball, unless they were a player and they loved it as a kid, is fast. Oh, my God, this is incredible, man. I'm going to watch baseball every night. You're out of your mind. You got to plant the seeds now. You've got to make them fall in love with it now. And the way to do that is to kind of present the sport a little differently than it was introduced to us, much quicker, and again, much more reflective of modern society, so they don't feel this appreciable drop-off in energy and speed. And if you can do that, they'll fall in love with the game. And if you fall in love with the game, you don't think about it being slow or there not being enough action. We don't think about that. We watch it. We love it. Yeah, we have gripes with everything. I think they take too many bad shots in the NBA. I still love it. I don't think they play defense enough in the NBA. I still love it. I can't stand the five-yard the penalty in football. You touch a guy at the waist, 5 yards up, automatic first down, you know, when you have a great defense. I hate that rule, but I still watch it. There's things that we will, you know, resent as a bit strong, but resist. But if you can hook them early, with baseball, you have to hook kids early.
It's a good take right there. Brandon Tierney, Tiki and Tierney, 2 to 4 weekday afternoons right here on KFH. You can hear him today right after Jim Rome. Brandon Tierney joining us on Sports Daily. Appreciate your time, man. Good to catch up with you. And, again, welcome back to KFH.
Great to be back. Best to everybody out there. And whenever you guys need me, give me a buzz. Happy to jump on. I always love talking shop, especially if we get a chance to carve out some baseball. I'm always down for it.
Thanks, BT.
Good. Thanks,
man. Guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right. Brandon Tierney, Tiki and Tierney, 2-4. That rant, or whatever you want to call that right there, about T-ball, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. You were not going to lose 6-year-olds necessarily if you keep them busy and active and
Keep them occupied.
Yeah,
has to be interesting to them.
And he's right
period.
About picking daisies and looking in the outfield, because if somebody's up there, you know, taking hacks and everybody else is supposedly at their positions, we can do better than that. Anyway, it's 9:43. It's time for Twitter. Also, need to catch up with WSU basketball. They've made some noise. We'll catch you up on what happened with them next on Sports Daily.